开以弗所书第五章。
Return to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
七节。
Verse 17. Therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
保罗在这里提醒我们不要做一个糊涂的人。
Here Paul reminds us not to be unwise.
要明白主的旨意如何
，but rather to understand what the will of the Lord is.
我们所做的合不合乎神的旨意呢
？The things that we do are they in accordance to the will of God?
意思是说，我们有没有违背主耶稣的教训
？In other words, have we gone against the teachings of the Lord Jesus?
一个明白主旨意的人
，a person who understands the will of the Lord,
他能够分辨是非。
He's able to discern between right and wrong.
他能够判断对和错。
And he can judge what is correct or wrong.
可是一个糊里糊涂的人，他就分不清楚了。
But a muddle-headed or a foolish man is unable to do so.
古代有一个差人。
In the ancient days, there was a
差人，警察。
There was a policeman.
他要押解一个光头犯人到城里去受审。
And he was to bring a bald-headed criminal to the city to receive his punishment.
他妈妈知道他是个大糊涂。
And his mother knew that he was a foolish man.
所以就再三的叮咛他。
And so she time and time reminded him.
你在路上过夜，第二天早上动身的时候啊，你要检查你所有的东西，恐怕有所遗失。
Says that when you wake up from your journey during the night.You should check your belongings to make sure that you have not lost anything.
这是你的包裤，还有你的雨伞。
Okay, this is your bag of clothes and this is your umbrella.
这是这个枷锁，这个是光头犯人。
This is the bald-headed criminal. This is the
枷锁就是
handcuffs.
还有就是你的公文，这很重要。
And this is your
document.
This is a document. It's very important.
好了，那么他在路上就真的是这样一一的检查。
And so, true enough, on his journey, he would check his belongings very carefully in this manner.
那有一天晚上，这个光头犯人呐、就把他灌醉了，然后逃走了。
And so one night, this bald-headed criminal got this policeman drunk, and the criminal escaped.
第二天他起来就照样去检查他的东西了。
And so the next day, when he got up, he similarly made a check of his belongings.
包裤和雨伞都在
，his bag of clothing, his umbrella was there.
枷锁也在
，the handcuffs were there.
但是光头犯人在哪里呢
？But where was the bald-headed criminal?
所以他很紧张啊
，so he got excited.
他就摸他的头，哎呀，怎么办
？And then he thought his head and wondered what should he do.
他摸一摸头，光光的
，but when he thought his head, he thought a bald head.
他就很安心了
，so he was comforted.
原来光头犯人在这里。
Oh, the bald-headed criminal is here.
原来他喝醉的时候头发都被剃光了
Because when he got drunk, he had his hair all cut off.
然后他就检查他的公文了
And then he examined his document.
这是我的公文
This is my document.
突然间他迷惑起来了
And suddenly, he was awakened.
公文还在
The document is still here.
光头老爷在
And the bald-headed man is here.
那我在哪里呢
So where am I?
你说有没有这么糊里糊涂的人呢
Is there such muddle-headed and foolish people?
糊里糊涂的人呢、真的不知道自己在做什么。
A muddle-headed person truly does not know what he does.
你有没有这样的经验
？Have you had such experience before?
至少你会听过。
Perhaps you might have heard of it.
你听到一些人在自己骂自己。
You have heard people scolding themselves.
我到底在做什么
？What am I doing?
或是有时候被人家骂。
Or sometimes they are being scolded by others.
很不高兴的责问。
And they are very unhappily being rebuked in this manner.
你到底知道你在做什么吗
？Do you know what you're doing?
这些人他们并不是愚蠢的人
These people are not foolish people.
但是他们在这个时候却做了很多糊里糊涂的事情。
But at this point of time, they have committed many muddle-headed things.
连他们自己都不知道为什么他们要这样做。
And even they themselves do not know why they acted in this manner.
圣经里面也有很多这一类的糊里糊涂的人。
And the Bible has two of many of such muddle-headed and foolish characters.
记录下来就是要提醒我们不要像他们一样做一个糊涂人。
And these are recorded down to remind us not to become foolish or muddle-headed people.
我们谈第一位。
Let's talk about the first character.
就是大卫。
David.
请看撒母耳记下24章。
Second Samuel chapter 24.
撒母耳记下24章。
Second Samuel chapter 24.
第10节。
Verse 10. 2 Samuel 24, verse 10. And David's heart condemned him after he had numbered the people. So David said to the Lord, I have sinned greatly in what I have done. But now, I pray, O Lord, take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly.
大卫在这里承认他做了一件很糊涂、很愚昧的事情。
And here David confessed that he has committed something that was very foolish and very muddle-headed.
这甚至得罪了真神，也惹来真神的审判。
And this has incurred the wrath of God and the judgment of God.
是什么糊涂的事呢？
What kind of foolish thing did David do?
就是他去数点以色列的军队。
That is, he went to take a census of the troops of the nation of Israel.
为什么数点以色列的军队会得罪神？
Why was it that by taking a census of his army, this was be a sin against God?
这一般的国家，他们就是要来展示他们的军队的势力到底有多强。
Most countries want to show how strong their army is.
甚至也要让对方知道你的势力真的是这样强的，让他不敢轻举妄动。
And they also want to show the strength of the army so that their enemies do not dare to provoke them easily.
那大卫也是一样。
So David was the same.
因此他下令来去数算他的军队到底有多少，有多强。
And so he commanded for a census to be taken to see how strong or how big his army was.
但是这件事情却得罪了神了。
But this matter sinned against God.
因为这样是荣耀自己。
Because in this way, he's glorifying himself.
以色列国跟其他的国不同。
The nation of Israel is different from the other nations.
以色列国是神的国。
The nation of Israel is God's nation.
一切的荣耀要归给神。
And all glory should be given to God.
人不可以因此夺取神的荣耀，拿来荣耀自己的。
And man cannot take the glory away from God to glorify himself.
大卫本来是明白这个道理的。
Actually, David understood this truth.
一切都是真神的赏赐。
That all things were given by God.
神所赏赐的，我们怎么拿来去夸耀呢？
And how can we boast about the things which God has given us?
我们怎么能够去展示这种的力量呢？
How can we exhibit our strength in this manner?
就算是展示这个力量，归荣耀应该是神，怎么是自己呢？
And even if we would exhibit this strength, the glory should be given to God and should not be shown upon ourselves.
但是他就是这么糊涂了。
But he was so foolish in this manner.
连他的元帅都知道这是不对的。
And even his generals knew that this was wrong.
所以你看第三节。
So look at verse 3.
约押对王说，
Joab said to the king,
无论百姓多少，愿耶和华你的神再加增你的百倍。 使我主我王亲眼得见，但是我主我王，你何必喜悦行这事呢？
Now may the Lord your God add to the people 100-fold more than there are, and may the eye of my Lord the King see it. But why does my Lord the King desire this thing?
但是大卫王在这个时候听不进这种的劝告。
But at this point of time, David could not accept such advice.
所以第四节里面说，王的命令胜过约押，还有众军长。
And verse 4 records that nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Joab, against the captains of the army.
终于数算，他也终于知道他的力量多少了。
And so he completed his census, and he knew how strong his army was.
在这个时候，他才醒悟过来。
At this point of time, then did he awake.
心中自责。
And he rebuked himself in his heart.
我做这个事得罪神了。
I have committed this iniquity against God.
我做的是何等的愚昧。
How foolish an act I have done.
也许有人为大卫解释，
Perhaps people may have explained to David.
他说这不能够怪大卫啊。
Oh, you cannot blame David.
因为在24章的第一节这样讲，
Because in chapter 24 verse 1 it says,
说耶和华又向以色列人发怒，就激动大卫，使他吩咐人去数点以色列人。
Because it records that the anger of the Lord was aroused against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, go, number Israel and Judah.
这不是很明显说是神发怒要来审判他们，就叫大卫去数点人。
So doesn't this state very clearly that it was because the anger of God was aroused that he commanded David to take a census?
不过如果你读历代志上21章，
But if you were to read 1 Chronicles 21,
你真的会有一点糊涂起来。
You will begin to be a little muddle-headed.
为什么呢？
Why?
历代志上21章，
1 Chronicles chapter 21,
第一节，
verse 1,
这里说撒旦起来攻击以色列人， 激动大卫数点他们。
So here records that now Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to number Israel.
同样的事情，
the same event.
一方面说这是神激动大卫。
On one hand it says that God moved David.
一方面又说撒旦激动大卫。
And on the other hand it says that Satan moved David.
那到底是谁呢？
So who was it?
谁要负起这个责任？
Who is to take this responsibility?
我们看最后的结论。
Let's look at the final conclusion.
是大卫自己要负起这个责任。
With David himself must bear this responsibility.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这个恶念是从他自己开始的。
Because this evil intention came from himself. himself.
是他的骄傲。
It was his pride.
他不是不知道。
It's not that he does not know.
但是他要荣耀他自己。
But he wants to glorify himself.
因此他就下命令去数点的。
Hence he commanded for the census to be taken.
那么魔鬼当然很高兴啊。
Of course the devil will be very happy.
这件事情
This matter
惹神的愤怒
Aroused the anger of God.
神就任凭他这样去做。
So God allowed him to do what he wants.
既然你明白你还故意去犯罪。
Since you know what is wrong and you still continue it.
也有人提醒你你也不听。
And even when people advise you, you refuse to listen.
那你只好面对你的审判。
So you just have to face your own judgment.
我们会知道神原来是任凭他去做。
So we find that God allowed him to do whatever he pleases.
那魔鬼就是煽动的人。
And the devil is the one who instigates.
他怕大卫后悔不做了。
He was afraid that David will regret and not do it.
所以他在那边煽动，让更多的人说：“好啊，我们应该这样做，我们应该去数点啊。”
And so he was there instigating many people to encourage David to take the census.
所以大卫王说：“你看。”大家都喜欢这件事情
，so David says, "See, everyone likes this matter."
因此审判的时候
，so when judgment came,
不止大卫受审判，整个国家的人都受审判。
Not only was David being punished, the whole nation was being punished.
所以大卫自己自责
，so David rebuked himself.
他知道这个事情是由他开始的。
He knew that this work began from him.
魔鬼只是煽动，但是你要不要行动，却完全在乎你的。
So the devil tries to instigate, but whether you want to act upon it depends upon yourself.
因此圣经告诉我们不要给魔鬼留地步，就是这个道理。
And so that's the reason why the Bible teaches us not to give way to the devil.
请看耶利米书的第九章。
Look at Jeremiah chapter 9.
耶利米书第九章。
Jeremiah chapter 9.
23跟24节。
Verses 23 and 24. Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might. Now let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord.
有一些人很有智慧。
There are some people who are very wise.
有一些人很有才干。
And there are some people who are very capable.
而有一些人他却有很多的钱。
And there are some people who are very rich.
但是不管你有什么东西
，But no matter what you have，
你不应该因为你所特别拥有的而骄傲，而拿来夸口。
You should not glory and boast about what you have。
人总喜欢夸耀他的成就。
Man likes to boast of the success。
但是你要记住，神却不喜欢。
But you must know that God does not like it。
而且这样的夸口对你一点好处都没有的。
And this kind of boasting is of no benefit to you。
你夸口你的势力，只是引起更多的斗争。
You boast of the strength, and this will only give rise to more conflicts.
你夸口你的财富，你只是引贼上门呐。
And when you boast of the riches, you are only enticing the thieves to come and steal.
就像漂亮的姑娘夸口她的身材啊，也只不过是引狼入室。
And just like a beautiful woman, when she boasts of her beauty, she's just trying to bring trouble upon herself.
所以雅各书里面告诉我们不要夸口。
And so, in James, he tells us not to boast.
明天要发生什么事情你都不知道。
Because you do not know what will happen tomorrow.
你却这样的张狂夸口，这是恶的。
And if you were to boast in this manner, then this is an evil thing.
就好像一些女人穿那些露肚装一样，让人家讨厌。好像一些女人穿那个衣服呢，穿一半然后肚脐都露出来那种。
Just like some women who wear clothing which explodes their midriff.
我有时候想，整天想都想不明白。
Sometimes when I think about it, I find I cannot understand it all.
什么东西都要来展示，连这个肚脐也好拿来展示。
And you want to exhibit everything, and even you want to exhibit your belly button.
就算你的肚脐很漂亮哈，你自己在家里欣赏就好了。那怎么还要招呼大众的眼光来一起欣赏呢？
And even if it's so beautiful, you can appreciate it yourself at home. Why should you show it off to everyone?
这样的夸口让人家讨厌的。
This kind of boasting causes others to hate it.
神说，如果你喜欢夸口。
And God says, if you want to get glory,
你要夸口，因为你认识敬拜耶和华神。
You must glory in the fact that you know or recognize the true God.
夸口，你是一个慈爱、公平和公义的人。
And to glorify, to glory in the fact that you are loving, you're one, a person who exercises loving kindness, judgment, righteousness.
这是神所喜欢的。
These are things which God loves.
可是你有没有夸口这些事情呢？
But have you boasted of these things?
你行事公义、公平、慈爱。
Have you performed loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness?
你去夸口这一切。
Then you glory in these things.
这个会让人家 欣赏，让人家感激，也让神得荣耀的。
And this will cause others to appreciate and to give thanks and will bring glory to God.
但是这些我们没有的好夸口。
But we cannot boast of such things.
因为我们真的是那么慈爱吗
？Because are we truly so loving?
我们真的那么公义吗
？Are we really so right?
我们真的那么公平吗
？Are we really so just?
我们知道我们做什么的。
We know what we have done.
这些我们不敢夸口的。
We do not dare to boast of such things.
但是我们的智慧
，But our wisdom，
我们的才干
，Our might，
我们的一切
，Our everything，
我们就处处来夸口。
We will take these things to boast.
但这一切怎么样得来的呢
？But where do we obtain such things from？
哎，真的是应该夸口。没有夸，而不应该夸，却偏偏去大声夸。
And truly, we boast of the things that we ought not to boast of, and we do not dare to boast of the things that we ought to boast about.
就好像这个母鸡跟这个公鸡一样。
And just like the mother hen and the cockerel,
这个母鸡心里很不服这个公鸡啊。
The mother hen was very unhappy with the cockerel.
她说：“公鸡，你一叫，那些人就听你的话，就起来工作耕田了。
”And the mother hen says that, "Oh, cockerel, when you cry out in the morning,everyone will listen to you and get up to go to the field."
可是为什么我一叫，人家就拿起扫把要赶我走呢
？But when the moment I call out, people take up the broom to chase me away.
她真的是不明白啊。
She couldn't understand at all.
公鸡就告诉她。
So the cockerel told her,
你要明白。
You must understand.
我是在需要叫的时候才叫。
I only call out when there is a need.
而且我叫好就停了。
And so after calling out, I will stop.
你其实叫个不停啊。
But you keep on calling out and you refuse to stop.
尤其是那个蛋的时候，就整天都叫到不停。
Especially when you're trying to lay an egg, you will call out all day long.
又不是一年生一个蛋，每天都生一个蛋，你每天都这样呱呱叫，怎么不让人家反感呢
？And you just don't lay an egg once a year, but you lay an egg every day, and so your calling out causes people to hate it.
耶和华如此说。
And the Lord God said,
智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口。
That the wise should not boast of his wisdom.
勇士不要因他的勇力夸口。
And let not the mighty man glory in his might.
财主不要因他的财物夸口。
Nor let rich men glory in his riches.
夸口，因为他有聪明，认识耶和华神。
But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows the Lord God.
夸口，因为他施行慈爱。公平和公义
and he can glory because he exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness.
这是耶和华神说的。
These are the words of the Lord God.
我们不要好像大卫一样的糊里糊涂。
Let's not be like David to be muddle-headed in a moment of madness.
骄傲来，羞耻也跟着来。
When one is proud, shame follows after him.
我讲第二位人物。
I talk about the second character.
请看撒母耳记上十三章。
Second Samuel chapter 13.
撒母耳记上十三章。
First Samuel chapter 13,
12节跟13节
verses 12 and 13. First Samuel chapter 13, verses 12 and 13. And then I said, the Philistines will now come on me at Gilgal and have not made supplication to the Lord. Therefore I felt compelled and offered a burnt offering. And Samuel said to Saul, you have done foolishly. You have not kept the commandment of the Lord your God, which he commanded you. For now the Lord would have established a kingdom over Israel forever.
扫罗王以为他做了一件聪明的事情。
King Saul thought that he has done a very wise thing.
因为敌人随时会发动战争。
Because the enemies will come at war against him at any time.
但是扫罗撒母耳先知还没有来到。
But Prophet Samuel has yet to arrive.
那如果没有去祷告神去打仗，分分钟会打败仗的。
And if he were not to pray before they go to the battle, they would be they would lose out in the battle.
但是献祭拜神是祭司的工作啊。
But the work of making sacrifices and worshiping God is the work of the priest.
但是先知还没有，祭司还没有来。
But the priest has yet to arrive.
那要怎么办呢
？So what was he to do?
而敌人随时要打了。
And the enemy was about to attack.
因此，扫罗认为，在这个时候他应该可以代替祭司的工作来献祭。
And so at this time, Saul thought that he could take place of the priest to offer sacrifices to God.
那结果，撒母耳先知来了。
And finally, Prophet Samuel came.
他就对他说。
And Samuel said to him,
扫罗，你做了糊涂事了。
Saul, you have done foolishly.
你做了你不应该做的工作。
You have done the things that you ought not to have done.
这个献祭是祭司的工作。
This work of sacrificing is the work of a priest.
你是君王。
You are a king.
你是管理国家。
You are in charge of a nation.
怎么你越过神的教训、神的规定呢
？How have you gone against the commandments of the Lord God?
不管你有什么好的动机
，No matter what good motives you may have,
但是你总不能够大过。神的规定的
，But you must not overstep the boundaries that God sets.
你的动机是好的
，Your motives are good.
但是你却违背了神的规定
，But you have gone against the commandments of God.
这样就不好了
，Then this is not right.
你做了糊里糊涂的事情了
，You have done a foolish and muddle-headed thing.
不只是这样
，Not only this.
第二次神吩咐他应该做的事，但是他却没有做。
The second time God commanded him to do a certain thing, but he did not do it.
那是在十五章里面所记载的。
That is recorded in chapter 15.
神要他把亚玛力人还有他所有的一切通通都灭绝。
And God wanted Saul to destroy all the Amalekites and all the belongings of the Amalekites.
但是他却把那些肥壮的牛羊留下来。
But he kept the good portion of the cattle behind.
他也认为他有理由。
And he too reckoned that he had a reason.
他的理由就是说，这些牛羊杀掉不是很可惜吗
？And his reason was that if I were to kill all the sheep and oxen, it would be a pity.
反正我们常常要献祭给神。
We have to make sacrifices often to God.
为什么不把这些肥壮的牛羊拿来献祭给神呢
？And so why don't we keep this best of the sheep and oxen to offer sacrifices to God?
这也是献给神的。
This is also a sacrifice to God.
哎，在这个时候，好像神很愚蠢。
So at this time, it seems that God is very foolish.
好像神很浪费。
And it seems that God is being very wasteful.
为什么要把这些牛羊都要杀掉呢
？Why does he want to kill even the sheep and oxen?
留下来献祭不是很好吗
？Isn't it very good for them to be left behind to be made use as offerings to him?
所以他也以为是有理由这样做的。
So he too reckoned that he had reasons to do it.
但是撒母耳先知也是一样责备他。
But Samuel again rebuked him.
你也是做了糊涂的事情了。
You've done foolishly again.
听神的命令重要，还是献祭给牛羊给神重要呢
？Is it more important to obey the word of God or to make sacrifices of this sheep oxen to God?
神喜欢你奉献钱给他，还是神喜欢你听从他的命令
？Does God delight in your offering some money to Him, or does God rather want you to obey Him?
尤其这个钱财是不义之钱财，是罪恶的钱财。
Especially this wealth is gotten through unrighteous means.
神都要叫你灭绝它的。
God has asked you or commanded you to destroy them.
你怎么还能拿来奉献给神呢
？But why do you still take these things to offer to God?
就好像你的孩子买了一只烧猪来庆祝你的生日。
Just like your child who may have bought a sucking pig to celebrate your birthday.
你很高兴啊。
You are very happy.
儿子，为什么这么花钱呢
？Oh son, why do you spend so much money?
儿子说，妈妈，你放心吃，这是免费的。
And son says, oh mother, just eat it because this is free.
为什么呢
？Why?
我是偷来的。
Oh, I stole it.
你会很高兴吗
？Will you be very happy?
你说，儿子，你真的本领哦。
Oh son, you're very capable.
这么大只的烧猪都能够偷得到。
You can steal such a big roast pig.
你会高兴吗
？Will you be happy?
你不会。高兴
You will not be happy.
你宁愿只是吃叉烧饭就好了。
You are willing to just eat fried rice, and that's enough.
我们的神也是一样。
Our God is the same.
他不喜欢这些不义的
钱。He doesn't like all this wealth obtained through unrighteous means.
但是大卫却糊涂，扫罗却糊涂了。
But Saul was foolish.
他以为只要奉献肥壮的牛羊给神，神就高兴了。你做什么，神都不管你的。
And he thinks that only by offering the best of the sheep and oxen to God, that's enough, and God doesn't care what you do.
所以先知撒母耳讲了他的名言呐。
And so, this prophet Samuel said these things.
十五章的二十二节。
In verse 22, his famous words.
耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢
？Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord?
听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams.
因此，在我们信仰生活里面
，hence in our life of faith，
我们应该要听从主的命令。
We must abide by the commandments of God.
不该做的，我们要听从，不要去做。
The things that we ought not to do, we should obey and not do it.
该做的，我们也应该听从，要有勇气，也要努力去做。
And the things that we ought to do, we must listen to the commandments of God and to have the courage and to do it.
不要好像扫罗这样的糊涂，该做不做，而不该做偏偏去做。
And do not be foolish like Saul to do the things that he ought not to do and to not do the things that he ought to do.
尤其是在名和利这一方面。
Especially with regards to wealth and status.
请看路加福音的十二章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十二章
，Gospel according to Luke chapter 12,
十五节
，verse 15. Luke chapter 12, verse 15. And he said to them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in abundance of things he possesses.
我们要小心的事情实在是很多。
The things that we have to be careful about are many.
但是特别要小心的就是心里的贪心。
About what we should be especially careful about is this covetousness.
一切的贪心
this covetousness of all things
不管是贪钱或者是贪色或者是贪名
whether we are covetous for money or for status or for wealth
我们要谨慎自守
we should be careful and preserve ourselves
免去这一切的贪心
to do away with all this covetousness
人的生命不在乎家道丰富的
for, For one's life does not consist in abundance of the things he possesses.
但是有多少个人真的听主耶稣的这一句话呢？
But how many people truly listen to these words of Jesus?
有一部英文电影，中文名叫做《魔鬼的代言人》。
There is an English film by name of
魔鬼的代言人。
The Devil's Advocate.
我没有看这部电影，不过我在报纸上看到他的影评。
I have not seen the movie, but I saw a synopsis of it in the newspapers.
我一看到这个题目，我就在想，魔鬼的代言人到底是谁呢？
And I was thinking, who is this Devil's Advocate?
他到底是谁？
Who is he?
他怎么会成了魔鬼的代言人？
Why did he become this Devil's Advocate?
原来，这个代言人就是指一个公义正直的律师。
And this person was actually referring to a righteous lawyer.
因为他有公义，因此他赚不到钱，也不会出名。
And because he is righteous, even though he cannot earn money, it doesn't matter.
他看到他的朋友个个都发达升官。
He has seen his friends prospering and rising to become judges.
他还是那么样贫穷，还是住在那个贫民区里面。
But yet he was still poor and lived in a poor era.
在这个时候，魔鬼就借着人来跟他讲话，煽动他。
And so at this time, the devil made use of man to try to instigate him.
最后他放弃了他的正义了。
And finally, he gave way to his principles.
一连三次打赢了三个不合法的官司。
And three times he defeated those unlawful judges.
他按尽他的良心，他真的打胜仗了。
And according to his conscience, he defeated them.
因此他赚了好多钱呢。
And so he earned much money.
立刻从小城市搬到纽约的高级住宅区了。
And so from a small city, he moved to the high class areas in New York.
从此生活完全改变。
And his whole life changed.
但是他还有良心。
But he still had a conscience.
他知道他的这些荣耀从哪里来的。
And he knew where his glories came from.
所以他内心很挣扎。
And so he had a struggle within.
我还要一直继续这样做魔鬼的代言人吗？
Am I to continue to be a devil's advocate?
魔鬼实在是很聪明。
The devil is indeed very smart.
他偏偏选律师来做他的代言人。
He would just choose a lawyer to be his advocate.
本来我以为魔鬼的代言人就是那些行邪术的啦，拜魔鬼教的那些人呢。
Actually, when I think about a devil's advocate, I'll think about those who practice witchcraft or sorcery.
但是那些人一看你就知道这是属于邪派的。
But the moment you take a look at such people, you will know that they belong to the evil side.
他偏偏选这个律师。
But he chose this lawyer.
因为律师本来是神的代言人，要主持公义，维护律法的。
Because the lawyers are actually the spokesman of God to preserve law and order.
但是他们却为了名和利，他们出卖了他们的良心和公义。
But for the sake of money and wealth and status, they are willing to betray their principles.
让魔鬼胜利，让魔鬼高兴。
To allow the devil to be victorious and to be happy.
这律师的妈妈是个基督徒，她真的是很无奈啊。
And this lawyer's mother was a Christian, and she suffered a lot.
她的妻子享受这一些不义之钱财，良心也不快乐。
And his wife, although she enjoyed all this traffic so well, she was not happy at all.
最后跟他离开了。
And finally she left him.
所以他得到很多钱财，但是他也失去更多更宝贵的。
Although she received much wealth, he too lost many precious things.
因为他成了魔鬼的代言人。
Because he has became the devil's advocate.
一次又一次的为了名和利出卖良心。
Time and time again, for the sake of wealth and status, he betrayed his own conscience.
不过据说这个结局是好的了。
But it seems that the conclusion of this movie was good.
在最后的关头。
At the very end.
在这个法院的厕所里面。
At in the court.
法院的厕所。
厕所。
洗手间。
In the toilet of the court.
他面对着镜子。
He faced the mirror.
面对他自己。
Face himself.
你到底是谁？
Who are you?
你还要继续做魔鬼的代言人吗？
Are you to continue to be devil's
advocate? 你还有多少的良心可以出卖呢？
How much more conscience do you have that you can betray?
最后他大声的吼叫。
And finally he gave a big cry.
他放弃这场官司了。
And he left all the things.
他得不到这些钱财了。
He could not obtain all this wealth.
但是他拿回他的良心。
But he obtained back his conscience.
他最后打胜仗了。
And he was victorious in
the end. 勇敢拒绝魔鬼的引诱。
And to bravely reject the temptation of the devil.
不再做魔鬼的代言人。
And no longer remain an advocate of the devil.
我们今天有多少个基督徒能够这样的醒悟过来呢？
How many Christians today can be awakened from this?
我们以为偶像跟邪灵的力量很厉害。
We think that the power of idols and the evil spirits are very strong.
我们听到这一些，我们都会害怕的。
We hear such things, we are very afraid.
但是主耶稣说这些不可怕。
But Jesus says these things are not.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为主耶稣已经掌权，把魔鬼的权势。 踏在他的脚下。
Because the Lord already has the authority and has put the devil on his foot.
所以你看那个小孩子，他奉主耶稣圣名祷告，他都可以一样可以赶鬼啊。
And so you see the child when he prays in the name of Jesus, he can even cast away the demon.
为什么呢
？Why？
小孩子真的这么大的力量吗
？Is it that the child has so much？
不是的
，No，
因为他这么单纯的相信主耶稣
，Because he believes in Jesus in such a simple manner，
不可爱他无，无奈啊
，And the devil could do nothing about it。
但是当我们害怕的是什么
？But what we are frightened about，
就是主耶稣所说的马门
，It's what the Lord Jesus says， the mammon。
很多人就是为了钱财出卖了耶稣，出卖了自己。
Many people for the sake of wealth will betray Jesus and himself。
所以保罗也是谈到末世的危险，并不是这一些。
And Paul too talks about that the dangers of the last days are not these things。
而是人心里面的罪恶。
But the evilness in man's heart。
那一些的贪财。
The covetousness。
贪财就是万恶之根。
And love of money is the root of all evil。
有人贪恋钱财。就被引诱离开真道。
There are some people, because of the temptations of wealth, they have left the truth.
就算没有离开真道
，and even if they have not left the truth,
也因此，用许多的愁苦把自己吃透了，带来很多的烦恼。
They will bring much troubles for themselves just for the. Actually, this was a peaceful, happy family.
但是因为贪财搞到家庭的不安。
But because of his covetousness for wealth. It causes unrest in the family.
这些我们都看得到，也听得到。
And we've seen these, and we've heard of these before.
所以我们应当祈求主保守我们。
So we pray the Lord God to preserve us.
那你自己要去保守你自己。
So you must first preserve yourself.
所以主耶稣对众人说。
So the Lord said to the multitudes.
你们要谨慎自守。
Take heed and beware.
免去一切的贪心。
Of this all covetousness.
因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富的。
For one's life does not consist in abundance of the things he possesses.
一个地震，一切都完了。
An earthquake and all things, is an end.
但是人那一种的贪沉迷的心，能不能够因此整悟过来呢？醒悟过来呢
？But can man's heart be awakened once again?
还是要像扫罗王或者像犹大一样，继续糊里糊涂的？出卖耶稣，出卖了自己的生命。
Or are they to be like Saul or Judas to continue in their foolishness and to betray Jesus and themselves?
我们讲第三位。
We talk about the third character.
历代志下十六章。
Second Chronicles chapter 16.
历代志下十六章。
Second Chronicles chapter 16.
我们读第七节到第十节。
We look at verse 7 to 10. Second Chronicles 16 verses 7 to 10. And at that time,Hanani the seer came to Asa king of Judah and said to him, Because you have relied on the king of Syria and have not relied on the Lord your God, therefore the army of the king of Syria has escaped from your hand. Were the Ethiopians and the Lubim not a huge army with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet, because you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those who are loyal to him. And this you have done foolishly.Therefore, from now on, you shall have wars. Then Asa was angry with the seer and put him in prison, for he was enraged at him because of this. And Asa oppressed some of the people at the same time.
这里记载这个亚撒王。
Here speaks about King Asa.
他其实是一个好的王。
Actually, he was a good king.
敬畏真神。
One who feared God.
当他做王的时候，古士王率领军队来攻打他。
And when he was king, the ancient kings came to attack him.
在十五章十四章的第九节里面记载啊，敌人是一百万，还有战车三百辆，你根本没有办法打赢的。
And in chapter 14 verse 9 records that this was an army of a million men and 300 chariots, and there's no way Asa could be victorious against such an enemy.
十一节记载亚撒王就呼求神。
And verse 11 records that Asa cried out to the Lord his God.
他说：“耶和华，唯有你能帮助。”软弱的胜过强盛的。
This, O Lord, is nothing for you to help whether with many or with those who have no power. Help us, O Lord.
我们的神啊，求你帮助我们，因为我们仰赖你，奉你的名来攻击这大军。
Help us, O Lord, our God, for we rest on you, and in your name we shall go against this multitude.
因为他这样的信靠神。
Because of his trust in God in this manner.
神帮助他。
God helped him.
他真的打胜仗。
And he was truly victorious.
所以亚撒王非常的高兴。
So Asa was very happy.
他借助这个机会来复兴以色列的信仰。
And through this opportunity, he revived the faith of Israel once again.
我们应该更清楚这一件事情。
We should understand this point clearly.
如果没有神的保护
，without the protection of God,
我们的财富、我们的生命，一切都消失了。
Our wealth, our possessions will all just disappear.
所以我们应该重新立志，要好好敬畏我们的神。
So we should resolve once again to fear God properly.
若不是耶和华看守城墙，看守的人就是枉然。 神的。
And if it was not for the law of God who looked after the city walls, the people who watched over it will just die.
经过这个战争，大家都明白。
And through this war, everyone understood.
所以在十二节里面记载。
And so in verse 12 records,
他们就立愿要尽心尽性的寻求耶和华。
They resolved to fear God with all their heart, soul, and mind.
那神也喜悦祝福他们。
And so God was pleased with them and blessed them too.
在第十九节里面记载。
And verse 19 records,
一直到亚撒做王第三十五年呢、啊，都没有征战的事。
There was no war until at all in Asa's reign until he was 35.
这的确是不简单的。
This was not a simple thing.
在这三十五年当中，享受平安和快乐。
And in this 35 years, they enjoyed peace.
但是在第三十六年就发生了一件事情了。
But in the 36th year, something happened.
以色列王想要攻打犹大王。
The nation of Israel wanted to go against the nation of Judah.
其实还没有真正打了。
And before they really fought,
他们只是修筑一个城叫做拉玛，是要准备作战的。
They just was building up the city of Rama to prepare for war.
可是亚撒王就很紧张啊。
But Asa was very excited.
那么他不方便去攻打，他想出什么方法来呢
？And so when he was not at ease to go for the battle, what plans did he think about?
因为你的兄弟以色列都还没有开战啊，你怎么向他开战呢
？Because your brother Israel has not yet started the war, so how can you take the first step.
你的理由站立不住的。
Your reasons will not be able to stand.
在第二节里面记载，十六章第二节。
And chapter 16 verse 2 records.
说亚撒从神的殿还有王宫的府库里面拿出钱来，送给大马色的亚兰王便哈达，叫他去攻打以色列。
He brought out silver and gold from the treasuries of the house of the Lord and of the king's palace, to give it to the king of Syria for him to attack Israel.
他以为他很聪明啊。
Attacked Judah. He thought that he was very smart.
他也以为他的理由站立得很稳啊。
And he thought that his reasons could stand.
但是先知就来责备他了。
But the prophet came to rebuke him.
你到底在做什么呢
？What are you doing?
你做了这么糊涂的事情啊
！You've done such a foolish thing.
兄弟国为什么要彼此残杀
？Why should you attack and kill your own brother?
而且还用钱来去收买别人来去攻打他。
And you're making some money to buy other people for them or break other people to attack them for you.
这个钱还是从神殿里面拿出来的。
And this money comes actually from the house of God.
你怎么这样糊涂呢
？Why are you so foolish?
以前你依靠神
，In the past you relied on God.
神祝福你，帮助你
，God bless you and God help you.
你享受一切的平安
，And you enjoy all this peace.
可是现在你却依靠钱财
，But now you rely on wealth.
依靠敌人的势力
，You rely on the might of your enemies.
根本不把神放在眼中啊
！And you do not put God in your eyes.
哎，从此以后
，And so from henceforth,
你就要有征战的事啊
！You will have wars.
亚撒。应该醒悟过来的。
Asa should have be awakened from this.
但是在第十节里面记载。
Verse 10 records.
亚撒听了这一些话，他听不进去。
When Asa heard these words, he could not take it.
他反倒他生气这个先知。
On the other hand, he got angry with the seer.
你这么喜欢讲是吗？关你到监牢里面，你去对墙壁讲啊。
Oh, you like to talk about these things? Lock you in the prison walls, and you can talk to the walls.
哎。那么他也虐待一些人民啊
，and he oppressed some people too。
可见除了先知以外，还有一些勇敢的人民也发表他们的意见。
So besides the seer, there were other brave people who too gave their views。
但是亚撒怎么听得进去呢
？But how could Asa accept all these？
连代表神的先知他都不放在眼里，他都不肯听。
And he refused even to listen to the spokesman of God。
谁的劝告他还听得进去呢
？So how can he or how would he then listen to the advice of others？
亚撒在这个时候骄傲自大。
At this point of time, Asa was proud.
知道自己的错，但是却不肯认错。
He knew that he was wrong, but he refused to admit it.
到什么地步呢
？To what stage？
你看第十二节。
Look at verse 12.
那么这样就到他做王第三十九年。
So in the 39th year of his reign,
他脚上有病。而且是一个重病。
And Asa became diseased, he and his malady was very severe.
这里记载他病的时候没有求耶和华，只求医生。
Yet in his disease, he did not seek the Lord but the physicians.
两年后，他就因此而死亡了。
And so 2 years later, he died.
你看，多么的让人家感叹和惋惜。
See how regretful you cause other people to feel.
一个这么敬畏神的人
，such a God-fearing man.
三十五年都这样的敬畏，这样的蒙福。
35 years he was God fearing and he was receiving blessings.
可是到最后的这几年
，But at the final years of his life,
他却失败了。
He failed.
不肯接受人家的指责。
He refused to accept the corrections of others.
不肯认错悔改。
And he refused to admit his sins and to repent.
一错再错。
And he continued in his sin.
连自己有病了。
And even when he was sick.
面对自己生命的危险。
And he had dangers to his life.
仍然不肯悔改来祈求神回头。
He still refused to repent to turn and call out to God.
这样的自暴自弃。
In this way, is it very pitiful for him to suffer in this manner?
神并不是说你去看医生，神不喜欢，为什么不祷告我去看医生呢？
And so God is not saying that God is not pleased for you to seek a doctor.
不是这个意思。
Doesn't mean this.
而是说他不懂得来依靠神。
But rather that he does not know how to rely on God.
对神失去信心。
He has lost his faith in God.
甚至故意拒绝神。
And he purposely rejected God.
那结果就是自作自受了。
And so he suffered his own consequence.
所以亚撒的事情提醒了我们。
So the events of Asa reminds us.
我们要坚持我们的信心到底。
We must preserve our faith to the very end.
没有一个人是完全的圣人。
No one is a perfect holy man.
我们的确做了很多伟大很好的事情。
We may have done many great and wonderful things.
但是我们也一样会做错事情的。
But we may have done wrong things.
因为我们是人呐。
Because we are men.
因此当先知来劝诫我们的时候，
so hence when the prophet comes to advise us,
我们应该接受，
we should accept them,
我们不应该自暴自弃，
we should not
自暴自弃啊，我们不要硬心到底了，
we should not harden our hearts to the end.
你跟人斗气是这个样子，但怎么你跟神也这样的斗气呢？
So you struggle against man in this manner, and why should you then have conflict with God in this manner?
有些人在吵架的时候啊，我死都不要见到他。
Some people when they have a quarrel, they say, even when I die, I don't want to see him.
那真的是斗气，斗到死。
And so they truly struggle to the end.
那连神也是一样吗？我死都不要见神吗？那个后果太大了。
And if with God, are you to struggle with him in this manner that you will not want to see God to the very end because the consequence is very great.
所以箴言书的作者这样的劝导我们。
So the author of Proverbs encourages us in this manner.
请看箴言第一章。
Proverbs chapter 1.
箴言第一章。
Proverbs chapter 1.
23节。
Verse 23. Proverbs 1 verse 23. Turn at my reproof. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you.
24节。
Verse 24. Because I have called and you refuse, I stretch out my hand and no one regarded.
25节.
Verse 25. Because you disdain all my counsel and would have none of my reproof.
26节.
Verse 26. I also will laugh at your calamity, I will mock when your terror comes.
当一个人在苦难当中呼求神，神却不听。
When a person is in the midst of the sufferings and he calls out to God and God does not listen.
在这个时候他就控告神的公义。
At this time he will call out against the righteousness of God.
他甚至责备神的慈爱。
And he may even rebuke the loving kindness of God.
你的爱在哪里呢？
Where is your love?
你的拯救在哪里呢？
Where is your salvation?
当我在苦难的时候，神啊，你在哪里呢？
When I'm in the midst of my distress, where are you, God?
我们在这个时候常常是怪神为什么不听我们。
At this point of time we often blame God for not listening to us.
但是我们的神真的是这么样的硬心，真的是这么样蛮不讲理的吗？
But is our God so hard-hearted and unreasonable?
他真的很喜欢看到人家受苦难、受审判吗？
Is he happy to see people suffering?
当然不是。
Of course not.
在这之前，
Before these things,
神因为他的爱而呼叫他的选民。
Because of God's love, he calls out to his people.
你们应当因我的责备而回转。
You should have turned at my reproach.
尤其我将我的灵浇灌你们的时候，
especially when I pour out my spirit on you.
借着先知传讲神的道理的时候，
and through the words of the prophets, my words have been spoken to you.
我呼唤你们却不要听，
I've called out but you refuse.
我伸手你们也不理会，
I've stretched out my hand but no one regarded.
有一些甚至还取笑神的话，
and some have even disdained my counsel.
因此当审判真的来到的时候，
so when judgment truly comes,
神就不听了，
God will not listen.
所以当我们在埋怨神为什么不听我们的时候，
so when we are murmuring as to why God doesn't listen to us,
我们应该反省我们有没有听神的话呢？
We should reflect, have we listened to the words of God?
如果我们真的从开始就听从神的话，哪里还要到今天这种的地步？
And if we have right from the beginning listened to the words of God, will we reach such a stage today?
所以28节到31节这里这样说。
So verse 28 to 31 says this.
那时你们必呼求我，我却不答应。
Then they will call on me, but I will not answer.
就算你很恳切地寻找我，也是寻不见。
They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me.
因为你们恨恶知识，不喜爱敬畏耶和华。
Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord.
不听我的劝诫，藐视我一切的责备。
And they will have none of my counsel and despise all my reproof.
所以必吃自结的果子。
Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their own way.
难怪保罗这样的提醒我们。
No wonder Paul reminds us this manner.
人种什么，必定是收什么的。
A man reaps what he sows.
顺从情欲撒种的，就从情欲受败坏。
And those who sow according to the flesh will reap according to the flesh.
顺从圣灵的，就结出圣灵的果子。
And those who sow the Spirit will reap the fruit of the Spirit.
最后他得到的就是永生。
And what he receives finally is eternal life.
所以我们应该醒悟过来。
So we should be awakened once again.
我们听主的话。
We should listen to the words of God.
正如同主耶稣对我们所说的。
Just like what the Lord Jesus said to us.
你们都是称呼我主啊，主啊的。
You are those who call me Lord, Lord.
但是为什么不听我的话去行呢？
But why don't you listen to my words and abide by them?
好，我再讲最后一位。
I talk about last character.
请看路加福音的第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
路加福音第九章
Luke chapter 9，
我们读32节开始到33节。
From verses 32 to 33, but Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And it happened as they were parting from him that Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make 3 booths, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, not knowing what he said.
你看彼得。他却不知道他所说的是什么，这是不是有点糊涂
？You see, Peter, he does not know what he had said. Isn't this being a little bit muddle-headed and foolish?
他真的是糊涂了。
He was truly muddle-headed and foolish.
为什么主耶稣特别拣选他们三个人，让他们看到这个异象
？Why did Jesus specially choose three persons to see this vision?
这个异象的目的是什么
？And what was the purpose of this vision?
是不是要见证耶稣就是神
？Is it to testify that Jesus is God?
当然是。
Of course, he is.
但是更重要的
，But what's most important?
耶稣是要见证。
Jesus was to testify
他就是弥赛亚
that he is the Messiah
他就是救主
that he is the Savior
因此有摩西跟以利亚显现
and so hence Moses and Elijah appeared
一个代表律法一个代表先知
one represents the law one represents the prophet
圣经跟先知所预言的就是耶稣基督
and so the law and the prophets they testify that Jesus is the Christ
他们谈论耶稣基督要受死成全救恩的事情
and they discuss about Jesus having to suffer and to die on the cross
让这些门徒清楚明白
so to enable these believers to understand clearly
我们现在所相信这个救恩是确实的
that this salvation grace that we believe in today is true
既然明白这个是确实的
hence since you understand that this is a true thing
你心里就有一个把握
then you have this confidence in your heart
然后你就把你这个有把握的信仰来去告诉那一些人
and then with confidence you can tell your faith to other people
让他们也一样可以得到这个福音的好处
so that they too can enjoy the benefits of this gospel
如果你对你的信仰都产生怀疑
if you have doubts in your own faith
你怎么有勇气来去传扬这个你自己都怀疑的信仰呢
how then will you have the faith or the courage to preach this gospel which you have doubts about
一定要你自己先肯定这个信仰是对的吗
you must first be certain that this faith that you believe in is true.
耶稣真的是我们的神，我们的救主。
That Jesus is truly our God, our Savior.
当你真的很肯定的时候
，when you're very sure of this fact,
很有把握
，and you're very confident,
就是我们所说很有信心。
That's when we say that we are full of faith.
你就有一种的勇气，而且还有一种的责任，要告诉你的亲戚朋友。
Then you have a kind of courage and a kind of responsibility to tell your friends and relatives.
让他们也得到这个福音的好处。
So that they too can enjoy the benefits or the goodness of the gospel.
这就是主耶稣带他们上山的目的。
And this is the purpose of Jesus bringing them to the mountain.
但是他们却忘记了。
But they've forgotten now.
一时糊涂。
In a moment of muddle-headedness,
我们在这里真好啊
！Oh, it's so good for us to
hear. 恩典
，enjoy the grace of God, God's glory.
但是却忽略了我们的责任。
But they have neglected their responsibility.
他们忘记了在山上的意象是要帮助他们有勇气在山下来传扬主的福音的。
They've forgotten that the vision they have seen in the mountains is to encourage, strengthen their faith, and so that when they get down the mountain, they can help others.
所以彼得有真的不知道他自己在说什么。
And so Peter truly did not know what he was talking about.
他自己知道是不行的。
And he knew that this was not possible.
我们能够一直这样子享受神的恩典，但是忽略了这个恩典所付托给我们的责任吗？
Can we continue to enjoy the grace of God in this manner and neglect the responsibility entrusted to us by this grace?
因此我们也不要 这样的糊涂。
Hence, we too should not be muddle-headed in this manner.
我们也要明白过来。
We must understand why.
我们已经享受得到这个恩典。
We have already enjoyed and received this grace.
但是我们也有很多亲戚朋友还不知道。
But we have many friends and relatives who yet to know.
这是我们的责任。
This is our responsibility.
你不去传，谁去传？
If you don't go and preach, who will preach?
你不去带领他，谁去带领他？
If you don't go and lead them, who will lead them?
我不是说你要把整个新加坡的人通通都带来。
I'm not saying that you have to bring everyone in Singapore here.
你没有这个可能的，你也没有这个办法的。
There's no possibility, and you do not have the ability.
可是在你身边的人
，But the people beside you,
你所认识的人
，The people that you know,
你却有可能，你也是有办法的。
It is possible, and you are able to do it.
我们只要尽这个责任就好了。
And as long as we fulfill this responsibility, this is enough.
因此今天晚上有我们的布道会。
And tonight in our evangelistic service.
如果你已经准备好，也想好邀请你的亲戚朋友来，这实在是很好。你要继续的祷告和带领。
And if you already thought about the friends and relatives whom you have invited, it is very good you have to continue in prayer.
如果还没有的
，But if you have yet to do so,
你还有一点的时间
，You still have some time.
还可以打个电话
，You can still make a call.
或者还可以再一次的邀请的
，Or to make an invitation once again.
如果真的不能
，And if truly they are unable to do so,
那也不要紧
，It doesn't matter.
我们还有下一次
，We still have the next time.
我们可以先带自己来
，We can first bring ourselves.
因为只有你自己热心参加这种传福音救人的工作
，because only when you are fervent in this work of saving souls，
也你才能够谈到怎样去带领人家来听这个福音的。
Then can you talk about how to bring people to listen to this gospel？
所以如果你真的不能够带一个人来，那就带你自己这一个人来吧。
So if you cannot bring other people here, at the very least, you can bring yourself here.
来参与这个工作，来为这个工作来祷告。
To join in this work and to pray for this work.
求主耶稣帮助带领我们。
May the Lord Jesus lead and guide us.
保罗说
，Paul said,
不要做糊涂人。
Do not be foolish people.
要明白神的旨意是什么。
But understand what the will of the Lord is.
我们真的明白吗
？Do we truly understand?
我们